Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wally, great work as always. Glad to see you got this stipulation. So first question I have, though, if you could ballpark it, and I asked this to the Springfield Township guy, Wally, when he was on, at their town meeting, it was said they'd already spent in the neighborhood of $25,000. Then there was going to be more money to get this up and running, and now with this lawsuit, it's a lot of money for a township to go through this ridiculousness.
Well, first, Tom, as always, thanks so much for having me on. Ballparking what it's going to cost that township is somewhat difficult to say because what I do know is the township is going to have to pay their own attorneys, and they're going to have to pay us. They're going to have to pay the attorney's fees that were incurred by the Pennsylvania FOP, the Springfield PBA, and the individual officers who brought this litigation. Because we sued under a federal statute that says if you violate, acting under color of state law, if you violate the constitutional rights of an individual or an organization, the prevailing plaintiffs are entitled to attorney's fees and costs. So the overall amount that the township is going to have to spend either defending this or rectifying their wrongs for passing this resolution in the first place is going to depend on the township and how strenuously they continue to fight this resolution.
Well, that is great news because, I think when it comes down to this, Wally, it was tepid, the support for this. I was at the big meeting around this, and there were not significant numbers of people. Your argument is even if there are, this has been ruled again and again and again and again. Just because of this perception, even if it's significant numbers of people, what about the right of free expression?
Right. If there's one thing that is consistent in the line of Supreme Court cases, conservative justices, liberal justices, is that speech that is offensive, that people don't like to hear, is nonetheless protected by the First Amendment. Justice Scalia calls it a bedrock of First Amendment jurisprudence that offensive speech, speech that shocks, is protected by the First Amendment. Justice Alito puts it more succinctly. He says giving offense is a viewpoint. So this notion that the township can ban the thin blue line flag because some many or frankly all of the township residents find it offensive or a symbol of white supremacy or some other symbol of oppression is irrelevant. The First Amendment protects even the most vile and hateful speech. And I'm not saying the thin blue line flag is yes, vile or hateful, but even if it were, the First Amendment protects even the most vile and hateful speech, even cross burning, which is probably universally accepted as a symbol of hate, Justice O'Connor said, is still protected by the First Amendment. So we don't think this is even close. We think that the case law is so overwhelming. It's frankly shocking that this resolution was even passed in the first place.
Let me chime in and say, as your junior assistant here, if you were there at the town meeting, I don't think you would be. You would get the vibe. And Wally, to your point, though, and I'm sure, if necessary in discovery, you'll have this. James Lee, who was on the show, said it to me and at that thing. Of course, this is not a hate symbol or anything. We're never going to say that about the police. He's the one that went on about that. And then his only defense is, well, if a few people perceptually have problems with this, we have to be sensitive and we are just going to do this. And I'm looking at the lawyer, the solicitor and all there, and the guy just looking straight ahead like, what the hell's going on here?
That explanation that Jim Lee gave, I heard it on your show. I heard it by watching a video of the meeting. Is just, it's nonsense. It has no basis in the law whatsoever. You know, and a point on Jim Lee, I think what people need to know is just what this resolution said. I did listen to Commissioner Lee come on your show, and he described what the resolution said. He was either being intentionally misleading as to what it said, or he didn't read his own resolution. This resolution just didn't ban the display of the thin blue line flag by police or in the police station or on police uniforms. It banned the display or depiction of the thin blue line flag by any township employee, agent, or consultant in any way possible. It banned the employees, agents, or consultants from displaying the thin blue line flag on or off township duty. That would include being at home. It banned the display of the thin blue line flag by any person coming into township property. So
yes,
if you went to the Board of Commissioners meeting, that was you were subject to fines and other punitive actions. And probably most disturbingly, it banned the display of the thin blue line flag by any person, any member of the public while on township-owned property. So not just employees, any member of the public. That is shockingly broad. So if you, Dom, wanted to have a thin blue line or black back the blue rally at a park in Springfield Township, if we didn't get this injunction, you would have been subject to punishment. Folks that attended that rally would have been subject to punishment. I mean,
yeah,
it's a clear First Amendment violation.
Well,
and that's why they agreed
to it. What I thought you were going to go to, too, and I'm looking there when Lee said even tattoos, if you had something wobbly. This is the type of stuff that makes this like we're in Klan country or something of that nature. So what happens next with this? We have this point. Do you have a sense of when the court might take a look at this?
We'll see. We're discussing a schedule now. We'll see how long it ultimately takes to get resolved. You know, what I'm looking at is whether the township takes some action to possibly rescind this resolution. Now, that wouldn't moot out the case or do anything about the lawsuit. It would address certain portions of it, but not the entirety of the case. So we think that the court will address this fairly quickly. We hope maybe by the summer or by the fall, we'll have an ultimate decision from the district court on this. You know, in the meantime, that stipulated injunction remains in place, so this resolution cannot be implemented or enforced in any way. And I think that's important not only for those that are in Springfield Township or who would visit Springfield Township, but really it sends a message to any townships across Pennsylvania and perhaps the country that if they try this type of thing, there's going to be litigation and they're going to lose. That's, I think, the message that this sends, the important mm-hmm. message, because if we didn't step up and bring a case here, and I think you mentioned it on your interview with Commissioner Lee, is that there was going to be copycat resolutions by other woke anti-cop townships throughout the Commonwealth.
One thing, too, and I don't think it's a legal thing per se, but if I were there, I'd try to make this argument of the net impact of this. Since the police correctly are following the Constitution and their own personal free expression, since Lee himself has said this isn't really a hate symbol or anything like that, it puts the police in a bad light, though, when you saw some of these woke people there. If the police continue to do this, the supposition out there, the suggestion, Wally, is, well, they must be supremacists. They can't give this up. It puts the police in an awful position just because they're exercising a constitutional right, and the lead guy there says, well, it's not a hate symbol.
Yeah, I don't know how you could say you could support the police and be in support of this resolution. I think there's two positions are inconsistent. You know, this symbol, as the resolution itself states, is a symbol that is used to indicate support for law enforcement. The National Fraternal Order of Police passed a resolution. I think it was at last year's national meeting, adopting it or at least showing support for it. And it's just one more salvo in the war against cops. Now, these folks in Springfield Township, the police in Springfield Township, like most police, you know, they put their lives on the line for us every day. They're hardworking people. They've never had any problems in Springfield Township at all. And it's just to cast aspersions on them and other law enforcement officers that they're somehow in cahoots with white supremacists and against social justice and all of the other things that this resolution said this symbol also represents. It's more pressure on a profession that is constantly under fire. Throughout the country, police departments are having trouble filling their ranks because of these people like those that pushed forth this resolution that really truly want to defund the police or do away with the police altogether, in my opinion.
Wally, great stuff as always. Thank you. What a resource. Let's hope they come to their senses, as you said, and we get this resolved quickly. Wally, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
No problem, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.